Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Māori Language Week in the House began, as usual, with the prayer.
Ihu karaiti nei hoki, tō tato ariki, āmine.
Joining Lockwood Smith and speaking Parliament's second official language, Nationals backbencher Chris Ockenvall.
Tēnā koe e te mana pakaoa, te tatau te whare.
And here's Nationals Paul Hutchison.
Tēnā koe e te mana pakaoa, te minister for health.
And across the chamber to the Greens, co-leader Russell Norman.
E te mangai o te whare tēnā koe, to the Prime Minister.
And the Green co-leader's question for Mr Key was about the cost of selling shares and state assets and the loyalty bonus scheme.
Given that the government has previously said the cost of the asset sale program would be about 2% of proceeds, or about $120 million, is he now saying that the cost of the share giveaway or bonus scheme will be a further 2% or $120 million on top of that?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
No, I'm not.
Dr Russell Norman.
Supplementary. Does the Prime Minister understand that under our constitutional system, governments have to ask the permission of Parliament to spend money, and that Parliament has the right to expect that the full costs of the asset sale program, including the share giveaway, would have to be included in the budget or another appropriation or a piece of legislation before this House?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
The Member's making some assumptions which may be incorrect.
Dr Russell Norman.
Supplementary. Given that in his earlier answers to David Shearer, he said that the way he planned to pay for the loyalty scheme was to hold some shares back from the asset sale program and then use them for the loyalty scheme, then why wouldn't he need parliamentary approval to give away those further shares, given that giving away shares is the same as spending money and the government needs parliamentary approval to spend money?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, the Member's making some assumptions that may not be correct, like so many things he said about the mixed ownership model, but I can assure the Member the government will follow the law. We always do on this side of the House.
Dr Russell.
Supplementary.
Order.
Yeah, tell that order. To Banksy.
Order. Order.
An opposition leader, David Shearer, eventually rang an admission from Mr Key.
Did he announced the loyalty scheme to the National Party conference without being aware of the cost?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, I announced the intention to have a loyalty scheme. I don't know the exact cost at this point.
Nevertheless, the Speaker was not convinced the issue warranted an urgent debate.
Not every government announcement will warrant an urgent debate. There must be an element of urgency for the matter to take precedence over other business.
Details were still being worked out.
In these circumstances, I'm not persuaded that the setting aside of the House's business for an urgent debate today can be justified. The application is therefore declined.
The application had been from Labour's SOE spokesman Clayton Cosgrove. Question time was followed by the third reading of the Dairy Industry Restructuring Amendment Bill. And as Rhys Lyon reports, the day began with eulogies for Margaret Mahey, who died on Monday at the age of 76.
Tributes began with the Prime Minister, John Key, who quoted Margaret Mahey's book, A Summery Summer's Morning.
If you want to walk in peace, walk in peace, walk in peace. Don't let your dogs upset the geese on a summery Saturday morning. May Margaret Mahey rest in peace.
Labour leader David Shearer noted Margaret Mahey's contribution to New Zealand literature.
The legacy that she leaves both to New Zealand and the rest of the world is this collection of stories that excite people, young people, and provide that sort of creativity in their minds. She'll be sadly missed.
A sentiment echoed by Māori Party co-leader Tariana Turia.
She has helped to shape our sense of who we are, to define our own picture of the world. And I'd like to say that I'm particularly partial to her 1993 classic, A Busy Day for a Good Grandmother.
Meanwhile, ACT Party leader John Banks made this contribution.
That seems a pity, doesn't it, that this Parliament pays such great tribute to such a wonderful New Zealander when she is no longer with us. It seems to me that it would benefit us greatly if we could say these wonderful things to great New Zealanders that have done great things while they're still with us.
And United Future leader Peter Dunn had the final word.
Margaret Mahey, great New Zealander, fantastic author, friend of children everywhere, may you rest in peace.
United Future leader Peter Dunn marking the death of children's author Margaret Mahey.
That's report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.